This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'lenishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shleima for kol choylei Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesun in b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about the concept of Edim Zomimin, and we were talking in the previous Mishnah about how there's a machlekes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir says that there is also an isser of leisana b'riacha eid shaker, a person who is not allowed to say edus that is false about a person, about another person, and therefore, besides for whatever the punishment of edim zayimin is, they also will get makas. And the Chacham disagreed on that. Now we're going to see that carries along. We were talking before about when he pays money, and now they're going to disagree on when he gets makas already as well. So me'idim anu be'ish pleini shehu chayev malkas. Two edim came to Bezin and said that there's a man who did an avera that he's chayev makas for, and they wanted to give it that he should get the malkas. Then they were found to be zomimin. Two other edim said we were with us. Now, if we're following what the Torah said, then we give them already makas, because we're giving them the punishment that they wanted to give to the defendant. Do they need to get a second set of makas, even by according to Reb Meir, who said that they still get punished for the isser of leisana b'riacha eid shaker? So chayev malkas arba'im, right? So they said that he's going to get 40 malkas and v'nimtzu zomimin. They got found to be zomimin. Leikim shmeinim, they get 80 makas. That's according to Reb Meir. We'll see in a second. Mishum leisana b'riacha eid shaker, because they were over leisana b'riacha eid shaker, or mishum v'asisim leikasha zomim, and because they're supposed to get whatever they intended for the defendant to get. Divrei Reb Meir. Those are the words of Reb Meir. But the Chachamim disagree on that, and they say, "Ein elokin elabon." They only get 40 malchus, because once you get the first 40, you've been yotze the punishment for everything. Now, another interesting. Once we're talking about that, about malchus, we'll talk about an interesting differentiation between money and malchus. It seems that the money that they're claiming that this defendant owes the other party can be divided up between them, so that the total is how much money it is. Mishalshim b'mamon, they can divide up. They use the word three, like as if it was three edim in the Mishnah for whatever reason, but it means divide up. The ein mishalshim b'makas, but you cannot divide up the amount of makas that they're going to get. Ketzad, let's talk about what that means. Heiduhu, they said edus on him shehu chayev l'chaveru mesayim zuz, that he owes his friend 200 zuz, and there's three of them, there's three edim, and they were found to be zomimim because someone else, two other edim came and said that you three were with us at that time. Mishalshim b'neim, you divide it between them. So here you have three edim that went and said this man owes this man 200 zuz, and now what they do is they divide up. How do you divide 200 into three people? 66 and 2/3 for each person, and they give it to the person who they claim was going to owe them the money. So that can be divided. However, in Makis, each one of them gets the full 39. Aval im heiduhu, if they said edus, if they said the testimony shehu chayev malkus arboim, they're talking about him that he did an averin. He's therefore chayev for 39 malkus. They call it 40, but it's really 39. And they're found to be zomimim, meaning they're saying false by someone saying that we were with you. You were with us in a totally different place. Call echad the echad like arboim. Each one of them gets the 39 malkus of Kasha Zomam that they were expecting him, the defendant, to get. Yashar Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.